The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to our series, Treasures, and we are reading now the epistle to the Philippians. Chapter 3, St. Paul is saying, but what things were gained to me? These I have counted loss. These I have counted loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. How do you count your fortune? How do you count the precious things in your life? Some people may count having money, having some good title in their career, having good relation with people. But still, these are, you know, worthless. But St. Paul counted everything nothing, nonsense. But he counted only the knowledge of Jesus Christ as precious. So how do you see things? How do you count your fortune? How do you see people counting their fortunes? But what things were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ. You know, St. Paul counted his early life, his previous life as Jew, as nonsense, because he had many privileges being a good Pharisee, but now he saw all this as nothing. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, which means that one should grow in spirit to know Christ more and more, the excellence of knowing Christ. So don't be satisfied that you know Christ. You can know him more. You can know him much deeper. And you can enjoy the life with Christ more and more. Whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which through faith in Christ. So knowing Christ is not, you know, kind of reading about Christ, knowing many informations about Christ. Knowing Christ is not the way that you just read about Christ or think of Christ. It's in Paul's words, and be found in him. So knowing Christ is a matter of being one with Christ, unified with Christ. You are living your life in Christ and Christ into your heart. So that's the way we know Christ. It's not kind of how do you think of him. It's not the function of the mind. It's the function of the spirit. So found in him, not having my own righteousness, because being a Jew, they consider so much their righteousness. That's according to the law. But now he does not count this anymore. He counts only the knowledge of Christ as the only way to be righteous, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. So as a preacher of Christianity, now he is always considering the same idea. By believing in Christ as God, as our Savior, as the Son of God who came to our land to save human nature. That's the faith by which we will be saved, which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Now you see that he will know him more, so he will experience the power of resurrection. You all know that St. Paul were martyred a few years later. So he was trying to catch this power of resurrection. He's enjoying being one in Christ, with Christ. So the power of resurrection is inside his heart. He believed that when he will die, he will rise again because he had the power of resurrection. Not only the power of resurrection, but also the fellowship of his sufferings. Someone may ask why he put the fellowship of his suffering after saying the resurrection, because according to the sequence of incidents, Christ suffered and then he experienced the resurrection. But for a man living on earth like me and you, we need the power of the resurrection in order to share Christ's suffering, in order to endure the suffering, the persecution. We need this power. We cannot go through the hardships without the power of resurrection. So Paul said that I need to know him more, to experience, to taste this power of resurrection, and also to share him his suffering. Being conformed to his death, up to this, I may die like him. So I will share him his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, through this hard way, this narrow gate, I can catch the kingdom of heaven. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected. Paul said that I'm not now completed in Christ. I'm not perfect yet. I am trying to be good. I'm trying to be perfect with the Spirit of Christ. I'm striving to be like Christ. I'm struggling to follow His will, His commandments. So no one can say that now I'm perfect, I'm saved, I'm fine. No, everyone needs more and more struggle, more knowledge, more experience, more praying, more depth in the Spirit. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus had also laid hold of me. So by pressing on, meaning that he is struggling to live according to the will of Christ, exactly at his will. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. You know, this theme, very well known by St. Paul, that he just forgetting the past. Because in the early days, he was a Jew, he was famous as a Pharisee, he had many privileges, but now he is just a persecuted Christian man. But again, he is looking forward. He is trying to be Christ-like. He had a new life, and he never regret his early life. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Many people are imprisoned in the past. They could not forget the past. They always busy with the memories of the past. They either think of their lusts in the past, or they had done many mistakes, or people hurt them in many ways. By this way of negative thinking, they can never move on to the future. But for those who are freed from this prison of the past, they can move forward. They can look forward to do the will of God. So with the power of repentance, of confession, with the belief that Christ died for our sins, now we are freed and we can start a new life thinking of the future. What exactly should we do? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. When he press on, when he move forward, he is looking forward to see the prize, the goal. The goal is the kingdom of heaven. The goal is the word of God everywhere. So Paul is living his life just to preach the word of God everywhere to the whole world. So he is pressing on. He is looking forward. He had no time to think of the past, to look back. He should look forward and he should focus on the goal. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. So by using the word mature, that means that spiritually some people are immature. Those who are beginners in the spiritual life, they may think that they are fine, they perfected in spirit, they have done whatever needed. But you know, when you are mature enough, you will see that the goal is still away and we need to press on. And we should forget about the past. We should focus on this minute and what exactly God wants us to do. So that's the mature spiritual man who focus on his mission, who can focus only on the goal of heaven, of freeing everyone from the prison of devil and catching everyone to the kingdom of heaven. Let as many as are mature have this mind. You know, having the mind, meaning that you have to work on your mind, to set your mind on the New Testament, on the new age, which is Christ in your heart, which is Christ-centric life, that you preach Christ the Savior, and your life is totally engaged with Christ's will. So that's the new life you should taste. Have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Sometimes people may be busy with other eccentric ideas, with other superficial ideas, but the Spirit of God will guide you to focus on your goal, to focus on your way to the kingdom of heaven, and to catch people in the same way. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let's walk by the same rule. So it's kind of a rule. All Christian walking by the same rule. We are living our life as Christian just to preach the word of God, to tell everyone God loves you, to tell everyone there is a heaven, there is an afterlife waiting for you, and you should be saved by the power of the blood of Christ. And we are all invited to be sons and daughters of God Himself. And that's the good news we are having to everyone in the world. To the degree that we have already attained, let's walk by the same rule, let's be of the same mind. Having the same mind, meaning that we have the same goal in life, the same love to God and love to people, so we have the same mission in life. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. So, St. Paul is saying, follow me, because I'm following Christ. Put me as a model, role model for you, because I'm putting Christ as my role model. I'm focusing all the time what Christ were doing, and what would he will do in this or that. So because I'm focusing on him, I'm trying with everyone that he focus on Christ like me. Join in following my example. Not those who so walk, so others also walk the same rule, the same fellowship. As you have asked for a pattern, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. So some of these servants, some of those who started in a good way, they were following Paul and they were following Christ, but it happened that they went away, they deviated from the way, and now they became enemies of the cross. Meaning that these people started to be like heretics. They started to attack the belief of the church, the belief in the power of the cross. They are not convinced anymore with Christ, the God who came to save us. So they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. Those who stand against the cross will be destructed, because the cross is the sign of our salvation. And with the cross, Christ conquered the devil kingdom. So, if these people are against the cross, they will be destructed. They will destruct themselves. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ's hood and his destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. So now he is telling us what is the meaning of those who became enemies of the cross. That they started to love this world, to live their earthly life, to think of the lust, to follow devil in their way, and they made their God their belly, which means that they are living just to eat, to drink, to enjoy this earthly life. They, you know, deleted the belief in the kingdom of heaven, and they focused on their day, on their earthly life. Again, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame. That means that they started to do shameful acts, shameful sins, and still they are boasting of doing this. Who set their mind on earthly things? For our citizenship is in heaven. He is repeating our belief. We Christians believe that we are citizens of the coming life. We are citizens in heaven. We got the citizenship of the kingdom of heaven. For those who are happy with their citizenship in here on earth, they are not anymore citizens of the kingdom of heaven. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are waiting for the Savior to come. That's important in our Orthodox faith, that salvation means in the past Christ came and be crucified for all of us. And salvation for our time, for nowadays, is the process of repentance, the process of living with Christ, into Christ. And the salvation in the future means that Christ will come to take us to his kingdom of heaven. So the word salvation had a meaning in the past and in the future and also in the present. We were saved by his blood on the cross, and we are saved through repentance and Eucharist, through coming in unity with the Holy Trinity, and we will be saved in the future by letting go to this body and taking the new body of the kingdom of heaven. Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. So the meaning of this, of salvation in the future, is more toward the transformation of our lowly body, this body of today, so it may be conformed to his glorious body. We will take the glorious body in the future, and that's the end of the meaning of salvation. Now we will be saved, having this glorious body, enjoying the company of Christ, Saint Mary, the angels, all the saints forever. That's now the end of the story. According to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself, he can do it. He is powerful enough. Many people may think, how can after I die, I will, you know, have a new life, a new body, because this body will be decayed, will degenerate. Yes, because the powerful God, God is the creator, he can make it. He can give me this glorious body in that day, the day of his coming. So chapter 3 ends by the good news of the glorious body of all the believers who will get the kingdom of heaven in the future. Glory to God. Amen.